T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andrew Brandt, MMQB columnist and former Packers executive, at Andrew Brandt on Twitter. Andrew, welcome to the show. I hope everything's great with your family. You guys are safe.
Yeah, thanks so much. All good here. Hope you guys are staying healthy and safe.
Andrew, the big news from last night, where the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, said, look, the draft's going on as scheduled. We're not moving it. It was met with some opposition by some general managers prior to that decision. And he also said anybody that criticizes his decision will be fined, which that doesn't sit well with me, but whatever. But I do think that he made the right call considering the circumstances. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted about this one. Listen, I was against having free agency when they had it. And the reason I said, I understand everyone wants normalcy and some return to sports with everything shut down and give them news to follow in the sports world. But I just thought we, as a collective we, would need that more later than 2 weeks ago because of what's happening around the country. But that's okay. You know, we went through with free agency. It kind of came and went pretty quick. With the draft, I thought they might move it because not only were fans and media kind of criticizing keeping it there, but the GM committee, and as you know, Mickey Loomis and others saying, we don't want it. You know, we want more time. And I thought that would carry some weight, 6-1, that committee against having the draft at the scheduled time. And they said no. And I think they're really saying no for the reason I just said about the free agency, that it may only get worse. So to reschedule later when the country could be in a deeper crisis probably wouldn't work. They've got the dates with the TV networks. It's already scheduled. Obviously, it's going to be different online, etc. But I guess I get it.
Andrew, you've been a part of the Packers front office, and
yeah,
I'm sure dealt with the scouting process in some form or another. And with these teams pulling their scouts from the field, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the very proactive ones pulled them even quicker than that. How much stock do front offices put into pro day workouts, individual workouts that these teams fly college players in for at their facilities? How much does that weigh in on and impact their draft board?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's different team to team, and it's different the level of the player. I mean, you know, first rounders that we all kind of are going to know soon enough, whether it's Joe Burrow or Tua or Justin Herbert. You know, you don't need interviews with those guys. But kind of the mid-level players where you're going to have to make calls between one or two or three players that are all kind of rated the same way, yeah, you're going to sort of break it down to tiebreakers that may involve that visit. We liked him or didn't like him, or he said something that caught your attention or didn't, where you sat and looked him eye to eye and felt something. So I think visits do matter. You know, each team's given a requisite number of visits. And, you know, just one little secret I used back in Green Bay, the intern that drove him back to the airport, I always quizzed him. Like, what'd he say on the way back? You know, and sometimes they'd say, I don't want to play here. It's too freaking cold. I'm not coming to Green Bay. And, you know, they'd say it on the phone to their friends. And I'm like, okay, that's something good to know. Or they'd say something about, you know, I really like those coaches. I hope I play. Or I don't like those coaches. You know, so just little things like that you pick up when they do make a visit.
That's interesting. But I guess I should have asked it differently. My question then becomes, All right, so it is important, obviously. There are all these interactions. You're about to draft players that could potentially help you win or not. But can a guy move from a third round to a first round pick based on a pro day or an individual workout at a team's facility?
I mean, I think generally no. I think when you go into the combine, which everyone got to participate in before all this crisis, you pretty much know. You know, you've got your board set, at least in Green Bay, we'd get together starting mid-January and a month of grinding before you get to Indianapolis for the combine, and your board's pretty much set. And then the freak shows, I say that in a positive way, that run or lift or jump or agility off the charts may move up, I don't know, half a round, maybe a full round if they're really off the charts. But you're right. Everything's pretty much set. And the pro days are really like to confirm. Like, we really like this guy in the second round. You go to the pro day, you come back. Yep, we really like this guy in the second round.
Andrew Brandt, MMQB columnist, former Packers executive. Andrew, as you look at it right now and the way the draft might unfold, and they're not going to be at their team facilities. They're going to be doing a lot of social distancing and more really a conference call or video FaceTime. In essence, it's going to look like a FaceTime. As a former executive, what challenges are you trying to head off right now? Like, in other words, what are you trying to get in front of so it's not an issue come draft day?
It's a good question. I don't know exactly what it is going to look like. You know, some kind of Roger Goodell with a big screen behind him and like a big Hollywood squares. Like, a lot of people out there listening are doing Zoom conferences now, FaceTime conferences, Microsoft Teams, you know, but the NFL puts on a show. So there'll be a lot of bells and whistles that don't require a lot of people together. But I think the challenges you look for are in your own building, you know, having that war room. Is it going to be, you know, as normal? Because you can't really, if you need to social distance. So even with your building people, they'll be in their offices probably, but you'll be, you know, you'll have the GM and the head coach and maybe the top level scouts in that war room, you know, maybe 6-7 people compared to like in Green Bay, we had 25-30 people in there.
Wow.
And I was, you know, the financial guy, and I'd be sort of calculating all the moves. And then we had people in analytics calculating drafts. We had all the scouts calling their contacts for potential trades. We had, you know, me calling the agents. So a lot of that will be done kind of in the building, but not in the war room.
Andrew, okay, so is this an overblown thing, or does this really happen, at least in your time, that we hear these stories all the time of, man, that scout really stood on the table in the draft room for this guy. Does that really happen? And if so, how could that happen if they're separated?
Well, it's a good question, and it doesn't happen. And, yes, this is sort of the word I brought up earlier, tiebreaker. Because, you know, you have a board, and you got to trust the board. And, you know, my big story that I've told many times is, you know, we had the first round in 2006, and all the guys we wanted were off except one. And his name was Aaron Rodgers, and we had the most durable quarterback in the history of football on our team in his prime. The last position we would ever need, was quarterback. And we had a lot of people jumping up and down saying, we got to dip into our second round grades, get a corner, get a defensive lineman, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers won't help us. And I was on the side of management where I said, listen, I understand all that, but we're going to need him at some point. And coaches went crazy because, you know, he's not going to help us this year, maybe not next year, maybe not the next year, maybe never. But we stuck to our guns. And I think that when people stand on the table against the board, that's a problem because the scouts just spent 6 months putting together their board. So if you dip below someone that's the highest rated player, you're really pissing off some people in there. So I think when the stand on the table thing is before that, right? It's before that. It's in January, February, where a scout says that guy needs to be rated second round. And someone will say, no, he's really a fourth round. And then they fight it out. And that's when it happens.
How much – what's the – maybe you don't want to share, maybe you will. What's the craziest thing you've seen in a war room?
Well, in the moment with Aaron was really crazy because, you know, again, two things happened that night. Number one, all the players we wanted in the first round except one went before us, gone. And number two, no one was taking Aaron. So it was the craziest scene ever because the last thing we needed was a quarterback. The last thing we ever thought was Aaron Rodgers would be on the board. So you can imagine where we knew if we made that pick, our coaches would be upset. Brett would be upset. Brett's agent would be upset. Aaron would be upset. He didn't want to go place he can't play. Aaron's agent would be upset. Our fans would be upset. Our sponsors would be upset. We're not taking a player that would play. So it was a mess. But I said, I understand all the negatives, but we got to do this. The other quick story was, you know, we always tried to call a player before we picked him, just to make sure he was around. And we had a couple situations where we just could not find the player. And a couple times we passed. And one time I remember we were actually making the pick of another person, and the guy called us back and said, "I'm here." So we changed it real quickly.
Have you ever had – was there ever a moment where there was as you were maybe filling out the card or sending in your pick that it just changed that quickly?
Well, I don't think so.
I'm just fascinated by this, Andrew. I'm sorry to ask so many questions. I'm just fascinated by the whole process. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I was involved with some really great general managers, and the first one and my mentor was a guy named Ron Wolf. Mm-hmm. And Ron, he had some great comments all the time. You know, he'd have – he said, call him and see if he's still alive. And, you know, sometimes we'd call the player and wouldn't say we're taking him. And that's sort of the subterfuge that goes on. Get a guy on the phone, but don't tell him you're taking him, and sort of keep him away from other teams that might be calling him and try to get info. You know, he'd say, well, the Colts said they're going to take me. And you say, thank you very much. You know, so we know what the Colts are doing. So – that's the kind of thing that goes on. Believe me, teams are always looking for edges.
That's neat. That's pretty neat intel. Andrew, thanks for the time, man. This was good stuff and informative for me. I'm fascinated by the draft process because if you talk to general managers that are currently holding their post, this time of year, they're not going to tell you a thing.
No, of course not.
They're not going to tell you one thing at all. And that's their job. I get it. But anyway, it was fun. Thank you.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.